Tracy Burns. I'm a financial advisor with UBS, and this podcast is called Five Things. So you're going to learn five things, and then you're going to move on. We're busy. You have things to do. I get it. So I'm on a mission to help women empower them financially, especially through divorce and transition. I have a super soft spot for female founders and entrepreneurs, and of course, small businesses all around. And then there's that pesky wage gap. I have three young adult kids. Two are women, so I have a personal interest in closing that wage gap. And this podcast, I hope, is a small piece to help us get there. So please, before we dive in, listen to our previous podcasts. I've done a ton. Some of my favorites, how to find the perfect board seat. Quite frankly, how to create your own board, which I love. Everyone should have their own board. Five things to talk to your kids about so they can learn about money. This is really important because we all know the school system's not doing it. Five things to do to get your financial life in order. Most recently, we talked about pivoting. What are the things you need to look at to see if you're actually ready to pivot, whether it's life, work, whatever? Take a listen. Okay, so in this season of love and all the talk of self-love, not shockingly, I think we should show ourselves some financial self-love. And you're not going to like what I have to say, maybe, because self-love sometimes is tough love, but it's good for you and can really set you up for success and happiness. Okay. So with that, here are five things you could do now to show yourself some financial love. All right, we'll get the worst one out of the way because I know everyone's going to grunt. But the first one, and probably the most important, is to create a budget and to stick to it. Let me tell you why this is self-love. Because a budget provides structure and control over your money, helps you prioritize your spending, reduce unnecessary expenses, and achieve your goals. A budget basically helps you understand where your money's going and ensures that you're spending it intentionally, because so many times we don't. We just swipe the dang phone, the Apple Pay away, and you have no idea what's going on. So how do you do this? You got to track your income and expenses. And you decide how. I've talked about this many, many times before. Are you an Excel person? Are you an app person? Are you old school pen to paper? Does not matter. Track it just for a month, 1 month. You could do anything. People did dry January. If they could do dry January, you could track your expenses for a month. Just track it, look at it, and it'll give you a sense of where your money's going and whether or not you're spending more than you take in, because that's a problem. All right, number two on our list is to build an emergency fund. And again, I have said this time and time before, COVID taught us we needed one. And now these horrific fires in LA, all these Mother Nature emergencies have taught us nothing but that we need an emergency fund because you just cannot predict this life. And why do you need it? Because financial security is key to reducing stress and increasing confidence, period, end of story. And look, you don't need a financial disaster to need an emergency fund. Things happen. Jobs are lost. Cars break down, water heaters blow up, like you name it, roofs break or leak, it happens. And then when you take this money and you create this fund, and they typically say it's 3 to 6 months of living expenses, you don't need to put it in a jar or under your mattress. Put it in something that is going to earn something. So something liquid, like a money market account or short-term bonds or treasury bonds, quite frankly, just not under your mattress. It needs to be working for you. It does not need to be actual cash. And all those things that I just mentioned are accessible generally within a day. So the money's there for you when you need it, but it is doing something. It's not just sitting there idly. Cash these days, sadly, doesn't help you when inflation keeps lingering. If we have inflation, cash just loses its value. Get it into something short-term that'll make you money. Try to build up that emergency fund. Okay, number three on our list here today is to set some clear financial goals. Now, I know this sounds ridiculous, but we don't do this. Goals give you a direction and a purpose. And a goal could be, I want to save for that crazy trip to St. Bart's. That's a great goal. I personally think on your list should be to one, pay yourself first, and two, think about reducing debt strategically. Like those should be some of your goals. Are you paying yourself first, albeit through retirement accounts at work, through savings for that trip to St. Bart's? Pay yourself first. You are the most important person here. Pay yourself first. You do not need to pay the local department store for a $200 new blouse first. That should not be first. You are first. Reduce your debt strategically if you can. Think about it. Debt frees up your finances and it provides peace of mind. Debt causes stress. This is all about reducing stress and creating self-love. And explore different options. There's a lot of ways to pay off debt, just a little at a time. Many people cut their credit cards up. Maybe that works for you. It doesn't have to. Maybe just put them in a drawer for now and not use them. My daughter did no online shopping January. So proud of her, but no online shopping for the whole month of January. Even that will make a difference. So think about that, but set some goals for yourself. What do you need today? That includes that emergency fund. What do you need tomorrow? And what do you need down the road? What are your goals? We talk about it as the three L's, your liquidity, longevity, and legacy. What does that look like to you? What do I need for the next 1 to 3 years? What do I need going into retirement? What do I want my legacy to be? Just write this stuff down. It is a beautiful way to just to think about it. Number four on your list of financial self-love is to invest in your future. Now, I mean this literally and figuratively. Literally, invest money in your investment accounts should be your side hustle. Much like people get in and drive cars on the weekends for extra money, this could be your side hustle. Your money should be working for you. It doesn't all have to be in the same product, but it should be working for you. It should be doing something for you. That's self-love. Investing your money so it grows over time. It helps you achieve those long-term goals like retirement or buying a home or a condo or a beach house, whatever. That's self-love. A bigger piece of this is educating yourself. I don't know why women in particular feel like we should know this stuff. Why? We are not born with financial acumen. We are not taught it in school. How the heck are you supposed to know this stuff? Sit around and watch business TV all day like I do? I don't wish that on anybody. So just little at a time, start asking questions to anyone. Knowledge is power at the end of the day, right? It helps us make informed decisions and grow our wealth. So if you're the person that reads a book or listens to podcasts or takes a free online course, just do something. I direct people all the time to ubs.com/thecode. The code, T-H-E-C-O-D-E. It's so cool because it's these short 5-minute little guides. You can just learn one thing at a time. You can stand online at the food store and learn one new thing while you're waiting. Or, you know, right before bed, just pick one thing and just go through it. And it's little things. And all these little things add up. You do not need to be able to pass the Series 7. You just don't. There's no need for that. But you need to just be able to ask some smart questions. Take it upon yourself to start educating. It's okay. Again, ask questions. You were not born with financial knowledge. You are not supposed to know this stuff. Okay, finally. And this one's really important to me. Number five, practice financial self-compassion. Treat yourself kindly. We are so hard on ourselves. We, and I say this as women, we feel like at a certain age, we're supposed to have a certain amount of money in the bank and be doing certain things and understand certain things. And I can't tell you how many people say to me, I'm so sorry, I don't understand this, or where they come to me with their statements and they actually apologize for not having in their minds enough money. Life happens. Women in particular often pick up the pieces in a lot of situations, especially if you have kids or you are an entrepreneur and the fabulous idea maybe didn't work out and you had to dip into personal savings to make it work. Like it doesn't matter. What matters is that you're just starting. You have to start somewhere. Like anything else in life, just start paying attention to it. This is self-love. Everyone makes financial mistakes, including yours truly. I will be the first to tell you I had to dip into my 401k twice over the course of my 54 years to help cover things along the way. I'm a single mom. I was divorced. All the things. I need money, buying a house. It happens. So many women think they should be at a particular spot. Stop it. Start over. Start where you are. Celebrate your financial successes. Acknowledge some progress. And remember, this is a journey. It is not a race. Every day, make little steps. I remember when we were kids, we used to come home because we actually used dollars and coins and we saved all the change. And then you had this big bucket of change and we would go to the bank and figure out how much it was and was all like, even just doing that. Maybe you don't carry change, but maybe you throw some, you know, digital change into a savings account. I don't know. Figure out what will work for you. Create a little fun fund for yourself, maybe like a vacation fund or something. You'll be so proud of yourself if you're able to save some money to meet a goal, to pay cash. Imagine paying cash for a vacation as opposed to smacking your credit card around again. Like, imagine that. Wouldn't that be cool? Just incorporate little practices into your life. Take control in the way you can. Do not be hard on yourself. This is hard. And depending on where you live in like New York, LA, Miami, to live there is so expensive. So do not be hard on yourself. Life happens. All you're doing now is taking these five steps and investing in your future happiness and well-being, because at the end of the day, you will be happier if you have control of all this. Okay. That is my self-love to you. It is my self-love to myself as well. Every now and then I feel like I too need to be reminded of this stuff, regardless of what I do for a living. We all do, you know, shoemaker has no shoes kind of thing. My email, tracy.burns@ubs.com. If there are other topics that you want to hear, send them my way. Please share this with someone who needs a little financial self-love. We all need some help. It is okay. And I think it's a beautiful act of kindness to say, I'm trying to help you in my own small way. Again, I'm Tracy Burns. Stay well. Talk soon. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and